3:16. It is sunny out there, 87 degrees. I'm Bonnie Petrie along with Mike Barajas, and it's Friday. Time to go to the movies, and every single person I know is going this weekend.
War has started.
To see their heroes assemble.
And we are hopelessly outgunned.
The Avengers are coming to a theater near you.
Director Fury, I think it's time.
Oh, it's time. Paul Preston has seen the Avengers. He's our movie guy at themovieguys.net.
He's our superhero today.
That's right. Paul, should we all be going to see this one, or should we stay home?
You should go and see it. You should have seen it already.
Oh, yay.
A lot of people have, apparently, according to the box office.
Oh, man, this movie is the huge, sprawling, massive summer entertainment that you want it to be. Funny, action-packed, smart, clever, gets everything right. You know, the word epic is probably thrown around a little too much today. You know, it's used to describe parties and tweets. But this movie is epic. There's about 50 to 60 iconic shots in the film. If they just want to show Thor and Captain America, it's going to be this grand shot that just makes them look iconic. It is a fantastic movie.
Paul, I know that one of the difficulties was trying to give all the superheroes their just due.
That's the thing they pulled off brilliantly. Every character was interesting. I mean, if you remember those Batman movies from the 90s where they jammed 7 or 8 characters into one film and the whole thing just seemed kind of bogged down by the weight of them all, here everyone gets their equal time and attention paid. Even Hawkeye and Black Widow, who never had their own film from Marvel leading up to this one, are interesting. I mean, I kept waiting for the moment we were dealing with some characters I didn't care about until we get back to the ones that I did. Never happened. You care about them all. They even made the Hulk interesting.
Wow.
And they've been trying to do that for 3 movies.
And they haven't succeeded.
Yeah, I'm green with envy right now.
Indeed. It doesn't hurt that there are good actors all over the film. I mean, Mark Ruffalo's the best yet at playing Bruce Banner. Never dull or overdoing it. And there's a moment with the Hulk towards the end of the film. I'm not going to give anything away, but it'll stand out of your chair, applause moment. That's the last character I thought I would have that moment with, and it's great. And I thought I would be having a moment like that with Robert Downey Jr., but he's great, too. It's the role of his lifetime, playing Tony Stark.
Wow.
And you can tell he loves playing it.
That's saying quite a bit for him.
So is
what,
this...
That's saying quite a bit for him.
Yeah, and he's off to do Iron Man 3, I believe, after this. He loves playing the part, and we love watching him.
Yeah, I saw him last night on TV saying that he was doing Iron Man 3, and so that's pretty exciting. Is this a kind of movie that's going to get nominations?
Well, I don't know, because, man, that's a tough call. It's such a wide-ranging entertainment. I mean, everyone's going to see this film. It's not the kind of action movie where girls are going to stay at home. They want to see Tony Stark. They Captain America, the Chris Evans, handsome guy. Even Thor has funny lines. So it's
even the Hulk
to
has his female followers.
Yes, but whether this translates to awards or not, that is a tough call. I mean, I think the special effects, those guys are working overtime to deliver these huge, wide-eyed action scenes that Joss Whedon, the director, has imagined. And that stuff, I think, has a real, probably a lock to get some Oscar nominations. It's pretty impressive, the things they come up with.
Yeah, so let's go see the Avengers then.
What's that?
Let's go see the Avengers then.
Absolutely, you should go see it.
All right.
There are key moments that the movie gets perfect when it could have delved into melodrama or camping and never does. So it's
fantastic.
Just a big-time entertainment for everybody.
I'm going tonight. Paul Preston, our movie guy at themovieguys.net. And, you know, Mike, I didn't know when I heard this piece from the movie whether they were talking about the Avengers or you and I.
We're not a team. We're a time bomb.
You and me, Mike.
They were talking about us.
The Avengers. That's Paul Preston at themovieguys.net.
Get up, Bunny!
All right. It's 3:19 at News 92 FM.